Today I switched the day with our brother Wei Shu.
It should be. 我应该是下礼拜或会到德州去，所以啊。
I should be next Sunday, but I'll be in Texas next Sunday.
我想我们在地上常常会有很多意想不到的事发生。
On this earth, we have many things that are unexpected that happen.
这个我们很快的把诗篇九十篇我们看一下，好不好
？Very quickly, we will read. Look at Psalm 90.
我们只看几节圣经，好，这不是我今天要交通的。不过，我想我还是跟弟兄姊妹，我们来温习一些话。
This is not my message today, but I would like to review today together.
这个我们就一起读一下，好吧？从第三节读到第十二节，中英文都可以。
Next week, from verse 3 to verse 12, together, English and Chinese together.
OK, 我们一起来，预备，来。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一根。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐物摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经刮的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。我想弟兄姊妹都很熟这段圣经。
I'm pretty sure you guys are very familiar with this verse.
我们在地上只不过是一口气。
On this earth, we are but just one breath.
主什么时候把这口气收走，我们就不在。
Whenever the Lord take away this breath, we are no longer here.
所以圣经常常用花用草来讲到我们人生。
So the Bible oftentimes uses grass and flower.
所以这摩西在这里讲到第十二节，他说：“求主给我们懂得数算我们的日子。”
So Moses here tells us to know the number of days.
因为我们的确不知道会有多长。
Because we indeed do not know how long it will be.
我在过去这两个多礼拜。
This last 2 weeks,
就听到两个离世的事情。
Two people who passed away.
我一个同事，这个
my colleague,
他虽然有病
，even though he has some illness,
但是也不见得会就是要死。
Not necessary that he would die.
礼拜五还回来上班。
Friday he came back to work.
礼拜一我们回到公司就收到电邮了。
Monday we received an email.
礼拜六突然间变。一个突变。
The past Saturday there was a sudden change.
但是这个到医院什么都救不活了。
And they were unable to revive him in the hospital.
56岁。
56 years old.
那我们弟兄，我们知道他才49岁。
Our brother, we know he was only 49.
我们的确不知道我们的年日有多长。
Indeed, we do not know how long we have.
求主给我们有个智慧的心。
We pray that the Lord will give us heart of wisdom.
我们能够懂得数算我们的日子
that we will know to number our days.
都在我们的主的手中
they are all in our Lord's hand.
回到今天我想跟弟兄姊妹的交通
back to what I want to share with brothers and sisters
我们翻到马太福音
we turn to Matthew
第五章
chapter 5
马太福音第五章第二十节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20
所以说我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他说你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
It says here that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
第七章二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21.
七章二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord,shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven.
在这次在西海岸的聚会
This time in the West Coast Christian Conference,
那个题目非常的清楚
The
topic
was very clear.
就是要我们总要趁着还有今天
What it is called today.
神藉着许多发生的事情要我们常常彼此相劝
The Lord used many things that have happened around us to, that we should encourage each other.
我想我们很多人对于这次彭弟兄的交通有一个很深刻的印象。
Many of you have a very deep impression of sharing of Brother Peng.
他一直问你是站在主这一边呢，还是站在人这一边
？He keep asking us, Are you on the Lord's side or are you on man's side?
你是在神这一边还是在？你自己这一边
Are you on God's side or your side?
你是在神这一边还是在世界这一边
Are you on God's side or the world's side?
我想我们的神也是这样问我们你究竟是站在他那一边还是站在我人我自己这一边
I'm sure our Lord is asking us Are you standing on my side or your own side?
我们弟兄常常讲主不还没回来不是主单言
Our brother oftentimes said,When the Lord doesn't return, it's not that he.
我这次回来，我去读圣经。我的确读了很多地方。主耶稣说：“我必快来。”
When I came back from a conference, I read many verses that said, "I shall come quickly."
主耶稣说：“我必快来。”
The Lord Jesus said, "I shall come."
这已经两千年前讲的话。
That was 2,000 years ago.
但主不会讲错，他说：“我必快来。”
The Lord is not wrong. He said, "I shall come quickly."
那他没来。
But he has not arrived.
那是问题在他那里呢，还是问题在我们这里
？Is the problem with him or with us?
我想我们都很清楚，问题一定在我们这里。
We are very clear of that. The problem is with us.
主给我们还有机会，等还有机会能够回转，能够他才能够回转。
The Lord is giving us opportunities for us to return, then he shall return.
所以啊，但愿我们真的能够彼此的帮助。
That we help each other.
我们能够在地上真的成为是等候他回来的。
That indeed on this earth will be.The people who wait for his return.
我这个暑假 我在想这次是许多讲过的一些信息
I was,
All the messages
I was reviewing it.
伯利兄在退休会里面提到以斯拉基里面的余数
Brother Sunshine mentioned the remnants in Ezra.
我父亲来交通的时候讲到生命册里面讲到的得胜者
My father was here and he mentioned the book of life, the overcomers.
然后在西海岸的聚会里面你发现弟兄们都会讲到一件事情你要得冠冕而进天国。
In the West Coast Christian Conference, all the brothers speak about gaining the crown and to enter
the kingdom. 你要知道这个全部都是联系的。
These are all connected.
你知道我们有两件事我们要看的。
We have two things we have to look at.
对于一个罪人他们所要注意的是得永生。
What they have to focus on is to have eternal
life. 对于一个已经信主得了永生的人
，to one who has believed and have the eternal
life. 他们所要注意的就是进天国。
What they have to focus on is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以圣经里面把这个摆得非常的清楚。
The Bible speaks very clearly of these.
一个罪人，你能够得永生，你认罪悔改，你能够得永生。
A sinner, if you repent.You can have eternal life.
但是圣经里面绝对一对的篇幅就是讲到我们已经得了永生，我们如何能够进天国。
In the Bible, there are a lot of passages saying when we have eternal life, how do we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
圣经得救恩没条件的。
In the Bible, it says to have salvation, there is no condition.
你只要信就得着了。
If you believe, you gain it.
进天国是有条件的。
to enter into the kingdom of heaven, there are conditions.
所以弟兄们也提到，他说得救是不够的。
The brother says it's not enough to be saved.
我们以为信耶稣，哇，很单，我可以了。
Many times we feel we are, you know, we believe we are done.
我们弟兄有很多的话要告诉我，得救是不够的。
The brothers have mentioned many times that it's not enough.
得救只是起步。
To believe is just the beginning.
乃是神要我们能够进国度。
Because the Lord wants, God wants us to enter into the kingdom.
我们翻到启示录第三章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。第十一节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 11
启示录三章十一节我必快来你要持守你所有的免得人夺去你的冠冕
Behold I come quickly hold that fast which thou hast that no man take thy crown
这里说哈每个得救的人应该都有一个冠冕
It says here that everyone who is saved should have a crown.
你真的重生得救，你有一个冠冕。
If you're born again, truly you're born again, you have a crown.
但是从你信主到你见主之前，这个冠冕可以不见的。
From when you believe to you see the Lord, this crown can be lost.
我们主的心意要我们保守这个冠冕。
It is our heart's desire, heart's work.Our Lord's heart will to have.
我们保不住这个，我们保不住这个冠冕，乃是我们没有明白主的心。
We are unable to hold fast the crown is because we do not understand the Lord's will.
我们刚刚马太福音第五章那里说
，In Matthew chapter 5, it says,
主耶稣说你的义必须胜过文士与法利赛人的义。
The Lord Jesus said that your righteousness has to exceed the righteousness of the scribes.
如果我们看他讲这句话前面讲的东西。
If we look before that,
你发现法利赛人他们说的是什么？不可杀人。
The Pharisees say that you shall not kill.
不可奸淫。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可以啊，背誓约，违背你的誓约。
You shall not go back on your vow.
然后呢，他说要以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
That to return an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
其实这个啊，在我们今天看的，我有没有犯罪，就都是用这个来看的。
Many times when we see there is sin, we use that.
但是你发现主耶稣讲的不同了。
But the Lord Jesus, what he said is different.
他说你恨人，你就是杀人。
The Lord Jesus said that if you hate a person, that means you murder a person.
他说你看到一个妇女动了淫念，你就是已经犯奸淫。
And if you see a woman and you have the thoughts, then you already committed adultery.
他说你根本一个誓不可以发誓。
You cannot say vow.
誓就是誓，不誓就不是，不要说我要发誓。
A yes is a yes, a no is a no. You do not have to vow.
他说不要报仇。
The Lord said, do not revenge.
要知道我们今天在地上总看到太多事的不公平
Many times on this earth we see that a lot of things are
not fair 但是我们知道神的要求是有公平要求很高的
The Lord has a very high standard for fairness
我们会想说主啊你这个标准呢谁能够达到呢
We would tell the LordThe standard, how, who is able to reach?
如果你有这么高的标准，那基本上说没有人能够进天国的。
Basically, nobody can enter into the kingdom.
因为没有人能够达到那个你那个标准。
Nobody can reach your standard.
那这个故事可能很多人提过。
The story maybe a lot of people mentioned.
很多年前在有没有很多年呢 ？Less than 100 years. 在国内有两兄弟。
Less than 100 years ago, there were two brothers.
种田。
They were fielding. Planting the fields.
这个他们是梯田
They have those steps of the tiers, the tier fields.
然后呢，他早上就灌溉他们的田地就出去了。
So irrigated the
the fields
and then they left. They watered the fields and left.
然后呢，下午还是晚上回来，发现他们那个沟里面根本就没水。
Then they realized that the tiers the Other fields did not have water in them.
一开始他奇怪为什么是这样子。
At first they're wondering what happened.
那后来他就知道是他下一户的人，他们灌溉了水之后，下一户人把那个闸打开，水全部往他们的田流下去。
Then they realized that their neighboring farmers opened the door to the gate. So the water flowed down to the lower field.
哦，他们心中就很生气。
They're very angry.
他说怎么有人这样子，就是白白不做事就把我们辛辛苦苦灌好的水全部拿去他用。
They're wondering how could somebody do that? That we do this so we did a lot of work on this and they took it away.
然后呢，慢慢平静的时候，他就说那应该怎么做呢？他就到教会里面找年长的弟兄交通。
Afterwards, they went to ask the brothers in the church.
他们就一起祷告。
And they prayed together.
也不知道应该怎么做。
They did not know what to do.
有一个年长弟兄祷告完了就说。
One brother, elderly brother, after praying.
他说，我们是属主的人。
We belong to the Lord.
我们应该比世人要做的多一点。
We should do one a step more than the people of the world.
哇，这两兄弟听了这多一点，它里面亮了。
When the brothers heard do a little bit more than and
根本没告诉他要做什么。
They did not have to tell them what to do.
他们里面就亮起来了。
They were illuminated.
他就告诉弟兄说：“哦，我们知道怎么做了。
”They said we know what to do now.
他们就回家了。
So they returned.
他们第二天起来。
They got up the next morning.
早点起来。
They got up a little early.
先把他邻居的田全部灌满水。
They watered all the fields of their neighbors.
然后再灌自己的水。
And then watered theirs.
他们出去了。
Then they left.
他们发现下午晚上回来。
When they returned.
水还在。
The water is still there.
他们就这样做，如果没记错，大概做了大概一两个礼拜。
I think they did it about for 1 to 2 weeks.
他们心中很喜乐。
They're joyful.
他们喜乐是什么？主竟然给他们找出怎么做的方法。
They were joyful because that the Lord showed them what to do.
因为之前他真的不知道要怎么做了。
Because before they didn't know what to do.
大概是两个礼拜后。
About 2 weeks later.
有一天。
One day.
有人来按他们门铃。
They came to ring the doorbell.
一开门就是他下一户的邻居来。
It was their neighbor.
差不多听，如果没记错，就差不多全家都来了。
If I remember correctly, the entire family were there.
他们只问一个问题。
They asked a question.
你们怎么会这样做呢
？Why did you do that? How could you do that?
我们明明就是不该这样用你们的水的，你们为什么还愿意浇灌我们的水
？We shouldn't have taken your water. What makes you water ours?
你知道两兄弟非常的喜乐。
They're very joyful.
他说神给我们有机会跟他们传福音。
God gave us an opportunity to share the gospel with them.
因为他们全家人都愿意听。
Because the entire family were willing to listen.
说不久这一个家庭都信主。
The entire family believed.
你知道这个故事。
The story.
他没有把那个标准提得很高。
They didn't raise the standard very high.
我最喜欢他里面这样一点说，做多一点。
I like when they mention just do a little
bit more. 你只要愿意做多一点。
As long as you're willing to do just a little bit more.
比世人所做的多一点。
A little bit more than the people.
你就已经在往进天国这条路走了。
And you're already on the way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说你要胜过文士与法利赛人的义。
The Lord Jesus said you have to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees.
主没有真的要求我们太过。
The Lord did not ask too much from us.
他只是说你做多一点。
Just a little bit.
看看在里面主有没有对你讲什么话是多一点。
Did the Lord speak a little bit more in your heart?
我们就在往这条往进天国的路上一起在走。
Then we are walking together into the kingdom of heaven.
第二个哈，在登山宝训主耶稣这五六七章都是主耶稣最开始讲的道。
The Sermon on the Mount, these are some of the earlier messages.
主耶稣讲到说七章二十一节说凡称呼我主啊主啊的不能都进天国。
In chapter 7 verse 21 it says not everyone that said unto me Lord Lord shall enter.
我们读这一节圣经我们都会问为什么。
When we read this verse we will ask why.
我们已经叫你主啊主为什么不能都进天国。
We already called you Lord why not.
当然他后面说凡遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
When in the back it says that only the ones whodo the will of my father.
这里讲啊很明显我们遵行可有外面的遵行。
It says here very clearly that we can do on outside outwardly.
不是里面的遵行。
Not doing the will of the Father in your within.
我小的时候，父母亲要我做一些家事，我都做。
When I was little, my parents asked me to do some house chores. I did it.
心里面不平。
I wasn't happy about it.
为什么他不用做，就要我做？
Why not the other one? Why just me?
你外面做不代表你里面也愿意遵行的。
When you do it outwardly, not necessary, you're inwardly you're willing to do it.
我们再来看哈，在马太福音我们来看。
We'll look at the Gospel of
Matthew. 马太福音第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们看看这些法利赛人，我们再用法利赛人来看好。
We'll look at the Pharisees.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
他说：“你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你天父的赏赐。”
Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them; otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
第五节。
Verse 5,
你们祷告的时候不可以像那假冒为善的人爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告故意叫人看见我实在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐
And when thou prayest thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men verily I say unto you they have their reward
第十六节
Verse 16,
你们进食的时候不可像那假冒为善的人脸上带着愁容因为他们把脸弄得难看故意叫人看出他们是进食我实在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐
Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a set countenance for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast Verily I say unto you, they have their reward
你知道如果我们刚信主
Do you know that when we first believe?
我们都会劝刚信主的弟兄姊妹，圣经怎么说？不要爱世界，要爱主。
We encourage some young brothers and sisters not to love the world but love God.
但是我们总要在世界里面打拼。
But we have to be in the world to
fight for your life.
To fight for your life.
我们跟世界人比。
We compare to the people of the world.
我们要比谁成功？
We are more to compare.
我们要看谁的成就大？
Who has more accomplishment?
我们要看谁的才干好？
Who has more talent?
你发现世界的人就是在比着。
The people of the world are comparing these.
但可能有一天你就会发现呢。
One day you may realize.
反正我比什么也没办法。
I'm unable to compare to anything.
所以啊，你可能终于眼睛开了，我不比了。
Maybe your eyes will be opened and you say, oh, I'll start comparing.
这是一个好的转变。
This is a good change.
我们开始来追求主。
We start to seek the Lord, to pursue the Lord.
但是我们心态可能没变。
Maybe our attitude did not change.
我们还是在比。
We're still comparing.
但是你要知道，这里就有一个危险。
There is a danger there.
这里有一个危险，不小心的话，我们就像这些法利赛人。
If we are not careful, we'll be like the Pharisees.
这几段圣经里面有个共通的字。
There is one word that is that is the same.
大家刚刚读有没有看到
？In here.
我刚刚读这三段的，这事情有个共通的词。
In all these three passages, there is one word that is
故意叫人看见的。
That they do it to be seen of them.
你发现三段里面都故意要人看到。
That they want to be seen of them, of men.
我们可能有人走过这个，有人还没有这样子，但是这个是我们记住哈。我们很多时候我们要爱主是给人看见我爱主。
Maybe we have walked through this before. Many times we love God. We want to show people that we love God.
他有另外一段哈，这个好像六章第二节呢，故意要得人的荣耀。
And in here, verse 2 of chapter 6, it says that they may have glory of men.
你要知道，我们追求主了，但不小心，我们只是要得人的称赞，过于得神的称赞。
We have to know that as we pursue the Lord, many times we fall into wanting the praise of men, the glory of men versus the praise of God.
我常常读到这个，我就想到这个扫罗王。
When I read this, I oftentimes think about the King Saul.
你知道扫罗啊，当撒母耳选他做王的时候
，When Samuel picked him to be king，
他非常的谦卑
，He was very humbled。
他说我是便雅悯支派里面最小的家，怎么可能是我
？He said I'm the smallest of the Benjamin tribe。Why choose me?
到他们要找扫罗的时候
，When they're looking for Saul，
他躲在一个器皿里面，没人找得到他。
Hid himself in a vessel, and they could not find
him. 所以你发现人的谦卑啊，不能够成就神的事情的。
So we see here that man's humility cannot accomplish God's
work. 必须是神坐在你里面。
It has to be done by God within you.
他也打过胜仗。
He also fought a fight.
Experienced
a victory in a battle.
但是真的到他做王的时候
，When he became king,
你发现头两个命令给他，他两个都遵守不了。
He did not obey the two commandments.
第一个神接着撒母耳说：“你等我，等七天。”
The Lord through Samuel told him to wait for the Lord for 7 days.
他等不了。
He could not wait.
第二个神说：“我把我，请你把我的敌人能够都灭了。”
Secondly, the Lord wants him to kill all his enemies.
他也等，他只杀了他不要的，他要的都留下来了。
He killed all that he wanted, but did not kill every.
So Samuel 来找他的时候说，对他说：“扫罗，神已经废你做王了。”
So when Samuel came to look for him, he said, "The Lord already
discharged
you as king."
你知道扫罗怎么做吗
？What did Saul do?
当撒母耳要走
，When Samuel was leaving,
扫罗抓住他的衣服。
He cut off his clothes.
还把撒母的衣服扯破了。
It ripped the clothes.
他对撒母说。
He told Samuel.
他说我有罪。
He said I have sinned.
但是求你陪我回去。
But please come with me to return with me.
在神的百姓当中抬举我。
To lift me up before God's people.
记得他讲，他所要的，他做王。是来侍奉神。
Remember what he said. He wanted to be. He was king and to be serving the Lord.
他做王之前非常的谦卑。
Before he was king, he was very humble.
当他当了做了王之后，他只想到我做王有没有侍奉神，那是第二件事。
After he became king, he just wanted to be king to serve the Lord or not. It's not.
当撒母耳说你不再做王了，他说我不管了，我现在还是王。你在百姓面前抬举我。
Even though Samuel told me you're no longer king, yet he said, "Come with me to lift me up before the people."
他爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
He loved the glory of man more than the glory of God.
他后面还在讲一句话，好让我在，我能够敬拜你的神。
And he said after that that I may worship your Lord, your God.
你知道，这就是啊，我们说主啊，主啊，我不是。奉你的名在做事吗？
Here is where we say, Lord, Lord, I was.
We are serving you. 但是主在这里说，这个他只是嘴巴讲的，心是没有的。
But the Lord said he only said it with his mouth, but with his lips, but not with his heart.
我们看看马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章，我们再来看几个例子。
We'll read through some more examples.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他说你的瞎眼领路的有祸了，你们说凡只说殿起誓的，这算不得什么，只是凡只说殿中金子起誓的，他就该行守。你们这无知瞎眼的人啊，什么是大的呢？是金子呢，还是金子成圣的殿呢？你们又说凡只说坛起誓的算不得什么，只是凡只说坛上礼物起誓的，他就该遵守。那我想英文就不练了，也就是说我们读
16-18
你发现啊，这些人跟神所要的领会刚好相反。
What they understood was different from what God wants to
do. 神是要殿，但是他要里面的钱。
The Lord wants the temple, but they want the gold.
这表现了人的心是如何。
It showed the heart of man.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
你们这假冒为善的人，文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、米香、芹菜 献上十分之一，那律法上更重的是就是公义怜悯信实反倒不行，这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay the tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
献上十分之一，好不好？好。
To tithe is good.
有人连十分之一都不愿意给的。
Some are not willing to give even that.
So they are willing to come serve the Lord
and tithe. So they are willing to come serve the Lord and tithe.
但是神说什么？
But what did the Lord say?
你做了外面做给人看的，有做。
You do the outside, you show man, you did it.
但真正的公义、怜悯、信实，你倒是没有。
But inside the righteousness,
那个生命的东西已经在你身上不见了。
And faith is not there. The life is not there in you.
我们再看一段就好了，第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们这假冒伪善的文士法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess.
26节，你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好像外面也干净。
26. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also.
这是很多我不看了，我就看这三件。
Just these three.
你发现我们把神所要的本末倒置。
We realize that we see that we change what God wants and
turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down.
你发现这里啊，他们只注重外面所做的一切。
They only emphasize on what is done on the outside.
里面的情况他们不了解。
They do not know the inward situation.
所以他们不懂。
They do not know.
他觉得我都做了。
They feel I have done everything.
但主耶稣说 ，No， 你里面的没有。
Lord Jesus said, No, you didn't. The inside didn't change.
十五章第八节。
Chapter 15.
马太福音十五章第八节。
Matthew 15:8.
这里啊，主耶稣讲了一句话。他说：“这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。”
The Lord Jesus says here, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments."
我们要求主救我们，不是只有嘴巴能够讲。
The Lord, may the Lord Jesus help us not to just speak with our lips.
而我们的心。不清楚的。
That our heart is not clear.
我们要想为什么法利赛人会有这个问题。
Why did the Pharisees have this problem?
我们想一想，大概是啊，他们不看不见。
Maybe they did not see.
第二个，可能这个代价太大。
Maybe the cost is too high.
我这次在西海岸的聚会。
At a West
我遇到有一个从国内来的一个弟兄。
I met a brother from China.
我们分组的时候，他交通了。
In group sharing, he shared.
他说啊，我们现在很多人我们常常参加这些特会。
Many of us participate in these conferences.
他说聚会的时候聚会的时候里面很有感动。
And at the conferences, very touching.
聚会结束回到家里，非常的激动。
After the conference, they're very emotionally aroused, excited about the conference.
但是到了日常生活里面，动也不动。
But in daily life, they did nothing.
我想这句话可以让我们好好思想一下。
Yes, we can think about this.
不，当然，你的聚会都不感动，那后面不用讲了。
If even conferences you're not touched, then
但是一般的在聚会里面你会感动的。
Many times at the conferences you are.
那回到家呢，就想，我应该怎么怎么，很激动，跟你们讲都交通很多话。
When you return, you speak a lot, and you feel you can do this.
但是真的到你生活中要你有没有表现是动也不动。
In actual daily living, to ask you to if you have if actually happened, there is nothing that happened.
很多时候因为这个，我想是代价太大。
Many times I feel it's because it is too costly.
说马太福音第十一章我不看了，说天国是努力进去的。
The we enter the kingdom with violence.
你知道那个努力原文呢，乃是对自己非常的暴力而进去，不是对人暴力啊，对自己。
It's not violence against others, but violence to yourself.
他说，愿意对自己暴力的，你就能够得着。
If you are willing to be violent toward yourself, you are able to gain.
这句话我刚刚已经讲，多一点点，我们从那个当起步。
I said earlier, just a little bit, we'll start from there.
所以我们弟兄们也一直在这里交通哈。能够愿意这样子的是一个余数很少的人。
Our brother always shared, those who are willing is just a remnant.
只有一些旧约用余数，新约用得胜者，很少。
In the Old Testament used remnants, and the New Testament used overcomers.
我们常常也说，主你要做成的必然做成。
We oftentimes say, Lord, you want to do it, you will accomplish it.
不会因着人今天地上的光景而做不成的。
They're not be undone because of man's condition.
我们知道主先做成的是在这批的圣者的身上先做成。
We know that the Lord will accomplish first in the overcomers.
在神哪里看有一批的圣者已经达到神的要求，主就回来。
When God sees wherever there is a group of overcomers, he will return.
然后你知道婚宴就开始。
Then the wedding feast begins.
这些的圣者能够参加这个婚宴一千年。
These overcomers are able toparticipate in this wedding feast for a thousand years.
其他的基督徒，圣经告诉我们，在空中，主要继续塑造我们。
And the rest of the Christians
in the air,
the Lord will mold us.
圣经里面讲，在黑暗中，他要继续训练我们。
The Bible said that He will continue to train us.
用一千年的时间训练我们。
To use a thousand years to
train. 一千年结束之后，我们也参加这个婚宴。
After that thousand years,
这些人也参加这个婚宴。
In this wedding,
我们发现最终主要做的做成了。
And we realize that what the Lord wants to accomplish, He has accomplished.
如果我们体贴主的心的话
，If we have the heart of our Lord,
我们发现我们就应该知道主希望在一千年开始的时候。你已经在哪里？
That the Lord wants us all to be there before the start of the thousand years.
第二点，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的哈。
Secondly, I would like to share a verse.
第一个我要讲到进天国。
First is entering the kingdom.
是我们所有基督徒今天在地上所要追求的。
It's the goal of all the Christians on this earth.
第二点。
Second.
为什么我们不追求？
Why do we not want to pursue?
为什么我们走不上去？
Why are we unable to walk?
因为我们里面的眼睛。是关的
because our inner eyes are closed.
这是在西海岸聚会弟兄提到啊，这个因为我们有眼里面的眼睛有个帕子盖住了。
At the conference, the brothers mentioned that our eyes have been veiled.
你要不要试试看，在你眼睛戴一个布看事情
？Would you like to try putting a cloth before you and try to see things?
你会发现你就是看不清楚。
You realize that you can't.Clearly.
犹太人的帕子是什么
？What is the view of the Jews？
就是摩西。
Moses。
摩西不好吗
？Is Moses good？
No， 摩西很好。
Moses is very。
摩西神说他是在他家中尽忠的。
That Moses is faithful。
但是现在是所有犹太人，他们把摩西摆在非常重要的位置。
But all the Jews put Moses in a very important place。
超过主该有的位置。
Above the position of Christ.
主讲什么话都听不见。
So what the Lord Jesus trying to tell them, they can't hear.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，摩西只是一个仆人。
So the book of Hebrews tells us that Moses.
耶稣是儿子。
That Jesus is the son.
儿子当然比仆人大。
Of course, the son is greater than the servant.
犹太人看不到，我宁可要摩西这个仆人，不要耶稣这个儿子。
The Jews did not see. They rather have the servant than Jesus the son.
哎，我现在有时候跟一些朋友们谈福音。
Sometimes I share the gospel with some friends.
他们总讲一句话，有些人呢、啊、哈，他们会讲一个，他说我看这些说是基督徒，我看他们我就不信。
Some friends said, I see all these Christians. When I look at them, I cannot believe.
我说、啊、主耶稣没有说你看他们才来信，主耶稣说信我。
The Lord, I told them, the Lord Jesus didn't say look at them and then believe, but look at me.
我有一个同事啊，最到跟他搞了十年。
For 10 years, I was trying to.
每次谈到福音，你看，
他就指。
他说看到他们我就不信。
Every time I talking about the gospel, he started pointing fingers at all of
us. 我说信耶稣是你跟主的关系，不是看他们。
I said to believe in Jesus is the relationship between Jesus and you, not them.
他说，你知道这是一个耙子。
This is a wheel.
他非要解决这信耶稣这些人要向主怎么怎么样。
He has to take care of this.His questions first, and
我后来发现他那个认为是什么样都是他自己的观念。
I realized later that it's all in his own.
啊，主耶稣做了一些不同，他说，他也可以怪主耶稣也做的不好了。
When Jesus did something, he said, "Oh, this is not right."
啊，这个你说耶稣在圣殿里赶牛羊，他那个他不能接受的。
The Lord Jesus chased out the cows and the socks, he.
所以你要知道，这是他心中一个耙子，燃煮了他来信主。
So this is the view in his heart. He cannot come and believe the Lord.
但对我们基督徒也有很多耙子。
To us Christians, we have a lot of view.
有时候跟弟兄姊妹说，教会不一定要有牧师的。
We oftentimes tell brothers and sisters, the church doesn't need to have
pastors. 我遇到一些弟兄姊妹，哦，没有牧师，那是什么？不是教会。
I have come across some brothers and sisters and no pastor. That's not a church.
所以你要知道，这个基督徒里面，这也成为一个耙子。
It becomes a wheel to many Christians.
啊，他说啊，您服侍主，我没有读过神学，那你没有底，你怎么服侍主
？You serve the Lord, but you didn't have the degree in theology.
这又是一个耙子。
Serve the Lord. This is another wheel.
因为这都是基督教界的观念。
This is all the perspective of Christians.
不明白究竟主真正要的是什么。
So we do not understand what the Lord really wants.
说我们今天有很多的事情啊，都在我们信主里面，因着过去的观念成为一个耙子。
Many times because of our perspective in the past, our minds, what we the thoughts, then we cannot.
你要知道主的心意是要所有弟兄姊妹都能够起来侍奉他。
That all the brothers and sisters can come and serve him.
我常跟弟兄姊妹说。这个我们有薄饼聚会是非常感谢主的。
Oftentimes, tell brothers and sisters is very, we are very thankful.
薄饼聚会没有人主持的。
Nobody is there to.
薄饼聚会只有我们的主是那个主人。
The Lord is the host. There are no other hosts.
所有弟兄姊妹都来到主人。
We all come before the host.
如果你去西海岸聚会，江弟兄每次最后一堂，他一定讲同样的话。
In the West Coast Christian Conference, at the last message, Brother Kong always said,
这个聚会是全部弟兄姊妹在里面的。
In this meeting,
没有说什么牧师来主持的。
Nobody is there to see.
我们都面见我们的主。
We all face our Lord Jesus.
所以我们弟兄常常讲，你都见到主了，还要人讲话吗
？If we already see the Lord, do we still need to listen to people?
他说，如果有选择，我不讲。
If I have the choice,
我们都到了主的面前。
We are already before the Lord.
所以我们能够有这样薄饼来到主面前，这是主给我们莫大的恩典。
To have this opportunity to break bread, this is the grace of the Lord.
这个时间乃是你我每一个人向主的回应。
This is the time where we respond.
如果我们知道主如何的爱我们，我们用。
If we know how much the Lord,
我们用简单的话，我们什么语言都能够把我们简单的感谢献给我们。
In any language, we use simple words to give our thanks to the Lord.
绝对不是一两个人在这里包办的。
Not just one or two.
主今天教会里面也需要有工人。
In the church, the Lord needs servants.
Worker.
Workers.
圣经怎么讲？工人在神的家中是为了成全圣徒。
Worker is to edify.
然后使圣徒能够各尽其职。
Is to fulfill the things to so all the saints.
把所有的弟兄姊妹都带到主的面前。
To bring all the brothers and sisters.
使弟兄姊妹能够尽发现他的那一份，尽他的那一份。
That brothers and sisters can realize their part and to participate.
工人不是牧师，什么事都包办。
Workers are not pastors to.
工人乃是把弟兄姊妹建立起来。能够各尽其职。
Workers are to build brothers and sisters up that they will have their part.
我们要认识主，更不是进神学院读个两年四年就可以侍奉神。
If we were to serve the Lord, it's not to enter into Bible colleges to for two or three years.
没错，神学院可以把一些圣经知识给我们。
It is true that the Bible colleges can give us some knowledge of the Bible.
但你要知道，知识帮不了我们真的认识主。
But we have to know that knowledge cannot help us truly know the Lord.
所以我们弟兄啊，这个在西海岸就说。
So our brother said at the conference.
他说 ，knowledge is a funny thing that will blind you. 这个知识很奇怪，就能够让你瞎掉的。
Knowledge is a funny thing that can blind you.
所以我们要知道，今天我们看不见。但是知识跟我们的理性使我们不能够真的认识我们。
We have to know that today we cannot see is because of the knowledge and reasoning that our logic cannot help us to know the Lord.
我们里面需要眼睛能够开的。
Inside us, our eyes need to be opened.
我们丁乃弟兄就跟我们说哈，我们里面眼睛能够开啊，这个为什么不能开啊？这个要开有几件事能够帮助我们开的好。
Our brother Dana shared with us that in order for the eyes to be opened, there are a few things.
他说第一个，神的管教。
First, the Lord's discipline.
我们要问了，属是不是什么人的管教
？We have to ask, does the Lord discipline anyone?
Everyone.
Everyone.
圣经讲说，他所爱的，他才管教。
The Bible said, the one whom he loves, he disciplines.
我常常想这个，我就想到以扫跟雅各。
Many times when I think about this, I think about Esau and Jacob.
他说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
Jacob I have loved and Esau I have hated.
不得了啊！神正在讲说，有一个人是他所恶的，这个人叫做以扫。
It's incredible that the Lord said that Esau he hated.
我们要真的成为主所爱的。
We want to truly become the one that God loves.
雅各这么坏，为什么神爱他？
Jacob is so bad, yet the Lord, why did the Lord love him?
他心里面可能有一点点的心是要主的，够了，神说我就管教你。
Maybe in his heart there's just one little bit that he loves God and God.
你可能都不知道神为什么要管教我。
Maybe you don't even know why the Lord wants to discipline.
为什么这么多事情都遇到难处？
Why do I have so many difficulties in every single thing?
因着你里面，你可能都不知道，你有一点点要主的是神伸手。
It is because maybe in you there is a love for the Lord, just a little bit. Even if you didn't know, the Lord has stretched out His arms on you.
我们弟兄啊，这个我们，我想这次大家都听到这个 message 啊，就是 stuck 卡住了。
Heard this message stuck?
我们做实验的常常会卡住的。
Those who do experiments, we oftentimes
stuck. 我们写 program 的人也常常卡住。
We write programs oftentimes are stuck.
这写不下去了。
Can't write anymore.
但是如果我们换一个角度，换一个方法，可能海阔天空。
If we change our perspective, we change a little thing, it's done.
我们有今天追求主，也可能卡住。
When we pursue the Lord, we can be stuck.
但是我们总要知道，主说。我就是道路。
The Lord says, "I'm the way."
所以在主那里，永远各方面都有路。
In the Lord, with the Lord, there is always a way.
当我们卡住的时候
，When we are stuck,
主所要的乃是要我们有些东西，他要我们放下。
What the Lord wants is that there are things that He wants to let go.
只要你不肯放，你就一直卡住。
If you're unwilling to let go, you're always.
我很喜欢一个故事哈。
I like a story.
有个小孩子，不知道可能比 Jacob 大一点吧。
Maybe a little older than Jacob.
哇，很爱吃糖。
Loves to eat candy.
说看到一个 jar， 叫做中文叫什么？反正有糖，我伸手里面就抓。
He saw a jar of candy. He just reached his hands in and grabbed.
一抓了，发现出不来了，这手。
After he grabbed the candies, he couldn't take his.
搞了好久就哭了。
After a long time, he cried.
啊，爸爸妈来了，哎呦，怎么手进都去出不来了
？The mom came and said it's answering, but it cannot get
it out. 想办法是不是想要敲破那个瓶子，又怕他的手受伤，想尽办法 how to get this hand out， 就怎么让这个手出来
？They tried maybe you know cracking the jar, but that would hurt the child's hand, so they tried many different.
我告诉你啊，父母亲有时候也瞎了，因为就爱这个孩子，啥都想不到，就是只要你的手出来，啥都可以。
Parents oftentimes are blinded. They just want the child's hand
out of the candy
jar because the child is crying.
后来来一个人，他说：“哦，出不来。”
So a person came. Oh, the hand cannot come out.
说：“哎，你手上是不是抓很多东西啊？”
Do Do you have a lot of things in your hand?
不是啊，我
家很多东西。Yes, I have.
你肯不肯都放掉那个呢？
Are you willing to let go of them all?
No, 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 不肯
no,
不肯。
No,
我要吃这些东西的，
no、
不肯放。
I want to eat them. I don't want to let go.
跟他说你放掉手就出来了。
If you let go, your hand will be free.
我又哭了哭了不行，我就是要吃这些。
You cry, I want to eat these candies.
最后还是想到这手出来说，最后啊手抓的都放掉了。
So in the end, he wanted the hand to come out, so he let go, and his hand came out.
手就出来了。
His hand was released.
当然，他聪明一点，倒就可以了嘛，手根本不用进去。
So if he was smarter, he could just pour instead.
那我们今天可以说他 childish, OK?
We could say he's childish.
但是你要知道，我们今天在主面前，我们做的东西在主眼中都是 childish.
All the things that we do oftentimes are very childish.
我们抓住的东西是宝啊。
We hold on to stuff that we think is precious.
可能不需要保罗，不需要主说，保罗就是说那是粪土。
Paul already said that's dung.
我们看不见，那是宝啊！但是保罗都说这对你有损的。
But Paul said, you know, this is not good for you.
所以我们需要主给我们看见什么是真的最好的。
So we need to have the Lord show us what is the best.
但我告诉你，卡住可以一辈子。
You can be stuck all your life.
因为我始终不肯放。
Because I'm unwilling to let go.
你就卡一辈子。
Then you'll be stuck all your life.
卡住本来是可以救你的，结果没救你。
To be stuck, it is to save you, but yet it did not save you.
我过去认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I know a couple.
他们在交朋友。
They were in a relationship.
后来他们分手。
They went their own ways.
那这个弟兄后来认识一位姊妹，就结婚了。
The brother met another sister and they married.
啊，这个姊妹啊，这个 number one 的那个姊妹，哦，过不去。
The sister before just cannot get over it.
为什么会让他跟别人结婚的呢？
She said why he could marry the other one.
苦读一辈子。
She was bitter all her life.
一直到老了都没有。现在我知道已经六十岁，快六十岁了。
She's already 60 years old.
就是没结婚。
She did not marry.
心中一辈子是，她也没有好怪人家的怪主，就是怎么会是这样？
She was bitter against the Lord.
我们要知道，卡住可以卡一辈子。
So we want to know that to be stuck, you can be stuck all your life.
除非我们真的看见了，不然我们放不了。
Unless we truly see, we are unable to let go.
我们翻到马太福音第五，还是第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
他那里讲了一句话啊，这个第八节。
Verse 8.
他说清心的人有福了。
Says here, blessed are the pure in heart.
他们就必得见神。
For they shall see God.
这里有一个很重要的一个字哈。
It's a very important.
就是能够见到神。
They shall see God.
我们要说是什么啊？这个啊，这个见到神的重点重要是什么
？What is the importance of?
我们见到神，我们能够知道什么是出于我的，什么是出于神的。
When we see God, we know what is of the Lord and what is of us.
什么是出于我天然爱做的，什么是神要我做的。
What is for my natural being I like to do and what is.
但是我们在这里看到哈，看见神是有条件的。
But to see God there is a condition.
你要看见一个东西。
To see a thing.
你必须要有光。
You have to have light.
白天你有日光。
And you have sunshine in the daylight.
晚上你要灯光。
Nighttime, you need the light.
有一次，我想是去年我们在我们的退休会。
那个 last retreat last year.
我们第一次住到 Scandinavia 去了。
First time we were living in Scandinavia.
有一个晚上很晚了，我跟 Sherry 走上去。
I walked with Sherry.
我们走那个走那个大车路上去。
The tarp.
这个 the car driving.
Yeah.
OK. 然后呢，没灯。
There was no light.
我告诉你啊。哇，那有够黑的。
It was very dark.
我有一个 flip phone.
I have a flip phone.
啊，最没有人要的哈，最古老的。
One that nobody.
我把它打开，稍微有点光。
I opened it.
那个光连我前面是什么都还看不知道了。
I couldn't see what was before me.
但是我想，我们往山上走就是对的了。
As long as we walk up the hill, we're fine.
两个人走一下子踢到这个踢到，反正就是往上走。
We're kicking different things as we walk.
哇，最后看到一个房子，我终于到了。
We finally saw a house. We said, "Oh, we are there."
走过去原来是厕所。
We walked in. It was the bathroom.
说哎 Sherry 不对
said,
我们再走到哪里、
right. Where did we,
回头
where are we?、
这回头也麻烦这个大概这个这个说回头我们去走人行道那边的就是我说这条路走不通的
return and walk on the side now,
完全看不到前面的路是什么
and, but we can't see anything
终于找到那条人行道
finally we saw the side now
哦人行道是有灯的
and there was path
哎呀我说我们走错
light
我们走错路
We walked the wrong way.
应该走人行道就能够走到我们住的地方。
We should walk the path for the people, then we can get there.
你要知道哈，这个灯光很要紧。
Light is very important.
你要看见这个很要紧。
It's very important.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter six.
第二十二节、二十三节，我们看一下。
22 and 23。
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢
？The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness.If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
So 圣经告诉我们，眼睛就是灯。
So the Bible tells us,
你把眼睛一关，你全部是黑暗。
If you shut your eyes, then it's darkness.
当然，我们如果在一个暗的地方，你开着眼也看不见。
If we are in a dark place, even if you open your eyes, you can't.
这段圣经主耶稣说，你里头的光若黑暗。
Here the Lord Jesus said, "If within you the light is."
换句话说，主说你里面还有个光的。
The Lord Jesus is saying, "Inside you there is a light."
或者说你里面还有个眼睛的。
And inside you there is a.
不是只是你外面的 physical eye， 你外面的眼睛。你里面还有个眼睛的。
But inwardly you have eyes.
并且主特别看重说你里面的光是不是暗的。
The Lord is emphasized on whether the light in you is bright.
因为主很看重你里面的光如果是暗的，你就见不到我。
Because the Lord knows that if the light in us is dark, then we cannot see.
你里面的那个光是亮的，你就能够见到。
But if in us that light is bright, is lightened, then we can see the Lord.
我们常常说，我们来读圣经、祷告、聚会，为什么？
Many times we ask, we come to pray, we read the Bible, we come to the meeting. What is it for?
一个目的是遇见我的主。
Only one purpose, to meet our Lord.
你要遇见他，你必须是有光的。
To meet him, you have to have light.
你没有光，你怎么说你是遇见他？
If you do not have light, how could you say?
你只是外面做了这些事情。
You only do these things outwardly.
你里面还是暗的。
Inside it is still darkness.
所以主耶稣在这里特别讲，他没有说你外面的眼睛暗了非常重要。
The Lord Jesus did not say that it's important for your outward eyes to be dark.
他是想你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。
He says that if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
神很看重我们里面的光是不是有光的。
The Lord really truly wants us.Truly wants that whether or not our heart.
因为我们里面如果是亮的
，if inside us is bright，
我们就一直遇见神。
Then we always meet.
我们一直遇见神。
If we continuously meet our Lord，
这不只影响我们跟神的关系，也影响我们周遭的关系。
Not only does it affect our relationship with God， it also affects our relationship with others.
说马太福音五章第八节《登山宝训》里面说，清心的人有福了。
So in Matthew 5:8 it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."Blessed are the pure in spirit.
Pure in spirit. 乃是我们这个必能够见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们什么叫做清心
What does it mean to be pure in heart?
就是一个单纯要主的心。
That is to have this single-minded.
我们如果要主。
If we want the Lord,
我们要主的心越过越强
If our heart wanting the Lord is stronger and stronger
我们能够看见主的机会就越过越多
Then the more times we are able to see the Lord
看见主
If we see the Lord
主就能够使我们看见我们的错误
then the Lord can reveal to us our mistakes.
不是别人来告诉我。
Not from people who tells us.
不是我们问了许多的问题。
Not when we ask a lot of questions.
乃是我们里面突然间明白。
But inside us, all of a sudden we realize.
这是光能够做的事情。
That is what the light can do.
我今天就跟大家交通两件事情。
Two things I'll share with you today.
一个。
One.
就是进国的。
To enter into the kingdom of heaven.
神救你跟我就是进国。
The Lord saves us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你今天追求主。
Today you pursue the Lord.
你今天读经祷告。
You read the Bible, you pray.
你今天来参加聚会。
You come to the meeting.
你的目的。
Your purpose.
就是神要我们进国的。
God wants us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们不要把这个把它低于我们移开了。
We do not want to
deviate from this goal.
Deviate from this goal.
主的要求没有太过分。
The Lord did not ask too much.
主只要求说多一点。
The Lord only asked.
我们就多一点的走。
Just walk a little bit.
我们每次生就是多一点。
Just a little bit more.
弟兄姊妹，我们就一同在这条路上。
Brothers and sisters, then we walk together on
the way. 我们不要拒绝。
We do not
reject. 主有时候的确要我们对付一些事情。
Many times the Lord wants us to deal with certain things.
可能蛮难的。
Maybe it is very difficult.
但是我们必须有一个强烈的信任主。我要。
But we want to have a strong desire.
我过去跟你们唱的诗歌，也是我们姊妹的心声。
I sang with you a hymn was from our sister's heart.
主啊，你不要让步。
Lord, that you do not change your way.
我迟早是要顺服。
I will submit to you.
等等我。
Wait for me.
等我改变我的意图。
Wait for me to change my will.
我最终跟着你走。
To follow you.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们里面是有眼睛的。
Inside us is an eye.
神很看重你里面的眼睛是开的还是关的。
The Lord especially wants our eyes to be open and not closed.
我们要知道什么让我们里面的眼睛关了。
We want to know what caused our inner eye to be closed, to be shut.
我们只要一点点要主的心。
If only we have a little bit desire, wants from the Lord.
主就会给我们借着管教，借着卡住，帮助我们来打开。
Being stuck, the Lord will help us, help our eyes to be opened.
但愿主不断的怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
改变我们。
Change us.
使我们越过越能够在这条路上走得好。
That will walk in this way.
我们的确知道我们很软弱。
We know that we are very weak.
我们常常失败。
Oftentimes we fail.
但主说不要放弃。
But the Lord says, do not give up.
我们永远把发酸下垂的手、发酸的腿再次挺起来。
Even to lift up our arms and lift up our legs and we walk.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
说你要做成的，你永不改变。
Lord, what you want to accomplish, you never change.
但是主，你的确爱你的儿女。
Yeah, Lord, you love your children.
你用了莫大的忍耐，一直在等候你的儿女。
You wait for us with great patience.
说你用你的爱来呼唤我们。
Lord, you call us with your love.
将我们的心给你。
To give to you our hearts.
所以主啊。你要我们今天在这条天路上能够走得好。
Lord, you want us to walk on this heavenly way, to walk a good way.
主啊，你要我们能够在你国度上有份。
To have a part in your kingdom.
主啊，求你就怜悯我们。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
让我们在地上彼此的激励。
That we encourage each other on this earth.
我们都朝着这个方向而走。
That will go towards the goal.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, open our inner eyes.
使我们真的能够得见你的面。
That we truly see your face.
主啊，我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
需要你不断的光照。
To continually enlighten us.
使我们不偏差。
That we do not walk away from you.
听我们的呼求。
Listen to our cry.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.